The bees in the wall attacked in suicide packs of 2, 3, 5 at once. They flew at Rice's face, and he brushed them away with his gloves. He'd lost count of the stings. One landed on his lip and tried to crawl into his left nostril, and while he swatted at it, snorting like a deer, another stung him in the center of his forehead. He blinked hard and kept working. Almost finished now. He jammed the claw of his crowbar under the thin panels and snapped them away from the studs, working from floor to ceiling. When the nails were loosened, he reached back for the sledgehammer, smashed the whole section, clattering to the floor. He stepped away from the wall and rested the head of the sledge on his boot. A breeze blew in the open door of the cabin, stirring up dust. His eyes itched and his nose was running. Sweat ran down his cheeks. He'd started before dawn, and now all he had left was this 6-foot section of panels he'd saved for last because of the hive. Part of his job up here was eradicating invasive species, but these European honeybees had made it onto the protected list, probably because they'd been around for about 500 years and were famously dying off from some new ailment. That last sting above his eyebrows had begun to throb like an ice cream headache. He blew his nose in a dusty paper towel and watched the bees crawling on the panels. They moved like a drunken marching band, ranks and columns that circled, broke apart, coalesced into new shapes. A couple hundred nervous defenders vibrating with collective outrage, waiting to see what Rice would do next. Bees were purposeful creatures, and they had no time for this impertinent primate with his bent iron and oversized hammer. He exhaled a long breath toward the wall, wondering how he was going to get rid of the bees without killing them. At the least, he had to pull those last sections of paneling so he could see what he was dealing with. He tied a bandana over the lower part of his face and buttoned the sleeves and collar of his work shirt. As he approached, the humming in the wall increased in pitch, an unmistakable warning. But he set the crowbar in place and pulled. Nails snug in thick oak studs for the better part of a century screeched coming out. And then something broke, and a piece of paneling snapped away and fell on the floor. A yellowish mass seethed there as the hive mind paused to gather itself. Then all the bees attacked at once. He stopped running in the grass behind the cabin, brushing bees from his hair and off his shirt, his bandana fallen around his neck. A cloud of angry bees boiled in the doorway, but hadn't followed, apparently content to eject him from the cabin. The hot sun pressed on his shoulders, the air outside clean and pleasant to breathe. Dragonflies swooped and hovered over a fecund riot of chest-high blue stem and orchard grass. This late in the summer, the crickets sang all day, and from the tall trees at the edge of the forest came the neurotic pulse and whir of dog-day cicadas. Overhead, the long green wedge of Turk Mountain loomed like a great wave breaking northward. No other human being lived within miles. Rice presided alone over 7,000 acres of private nature preserve. He was the caretaker, the science tech. He drove the John Deere tractor. He'd exaggerated his construction experience on the job application, probably one reason they'd hired a guy with his record. That, and the fact that he was a qualified biological science technician who looked like he could take care of himself. He'd agreed to do the work on the cabin so the owners wouldn't hire a bunch of carpenters to drive up in the mornings and ruin his solitude. His neck ached, and when he took off a glove and reached up to touch below his ear, he felt another quick jab of pain, like getting stung again. Something came away under his fingernail, a bulb of bee guts attached to a tiny barbed stinger. All these bees had jammed their stingers into his skin and pulled away, leaving behind vital organs, and flown off to die. What a system. The stinging bees were females, non-breeders, kamikazes all. Apparently their individual survival meant little enough. He held the stinger in the sunlight close to his face, looking for his future there. Extispicy in miniature.